Welcome back to John Graves Kayak Fishing here, everybody, to continue on with Southwestern Ohio Wildlife District number 5. I'm talking about one of my favorite lakes. I love this thing. It's like 11 minutes away from my home. I'm talking about Stone Lick Lake. This is out of Tom Cross's book, Fishing Ohio, An Angler's Guide to over 200 fishing spots in the fabulous Buckeye State. The key species that you are going to be looking for at largemouth bass, crappie, catfish, bluegill, and trout there at Stone Lick Lake. It's a very popular lake when trout are stocked in the spring and fall. Again, this book was written back in 2008. They do change regulations every once in a while, and they may not stock those fish, or they may stock another type of fish. So you definitely want to check at the ODNR station, the headquarters there, or you can make a call to any one of your ODNR locations and they can find that answer out for you. Stone Lick is a small lake. It's only 171 acres. It's located in northeastern Claremont County, Ohio. It is an old lake. It's built back in 1949, and that was to create a wildlife area for the sports people right after the war. The lake is surrounded by a very beautiful 1,058 acres of Stone Lick State Park, and that has camping, hiking trails, a public beach, picnic areas, a shelter house, boat rental, boat ramp, and that's on the north shore of Highway 727. And the park also has a wheelchair accessible pier that's at the dam. The Ohio Division of Parks purchased additional property below the spillway. I have never personally been there. It looks pretty tight down there. I'm not sure how you may just have to climb down in it. There is some small stream fishing that can be had in the springtime. I guess anytime you want to climb down there. And the park headquarters is located at the campground. There is still plenty of big bass to be had at Stone Lick. At one time, this was considered one very hot bass lake. But I will say that it is a very low-pressured lake, and that may be for the reason that it is not as hot of a bass lake, or at least in rumors and speculations. And according to the guy at the end of the bar, Stone Lick Lake might not be the lake you want to go to catch big bass, but if you are listening to John Graves Kayak Fishing, it is exactly the lake you want to go. If you want to catch nice bass here in southwestern Ohio, and you cannot beat just hitting the very tight brush that overgrows from the bank side there. And simple soft plastic on a 3/0 straight hook will do. All of that stuff is what I just added to what Tom Cross also agrees with, according to what he has. Nowadays, the bass seek cover under the overhanging trees, the brush, the old stumps and deadfalls and weeds from the camping area all the way to the dam on the lake's north shore. And they hang close to the shoreline. Fish spinner baits and plastics very tight against the cover and pitch buzz baits to the weed edges. And also fish what's called Bell's Point at the end of the old headquarters road near the dam and the shoreline east of it. The best fishing, again, is in April and May, but I'm telling you, up into the middle of hot July and August, if you hit those very tight overhangs where that shade is, you will pull some big bass out of there. Crappies are taken off the brush and snags in the west end of the lake from both shorelines. Minnows and jigs will catch crappies that average 6 to 8 inches. There are a very good number of channel cats in Stone Lick. I will testify to that. I have put up many Port Arthur instant limb lines and caught big, big fish, with a few reaching up to 10 pounds personally. It is rumored a 65-pound shovelhead has come out of that lake. For channels, fish the shoreline anywhere from the campground to the beach on the south side of the lake and off the dam. The picnic area across from the public beach is a top spot too, and the shoreline access is excellent all around the lake, and channels can be found literally everywhere. In summer, use something like chicken liver, shrimp, cut shad. You can fish that at night. You can fish that during the day. And to be honest with you, I just go and I get that blood chicken liver dough mix that stinks really, really bad at Walmart that costs like $5 a bag. And they will eat that stuff up. You really don't have to go and get a whole bunch of stuff and go cutting it up with a knife and all that. Most of the angling attention nowadays is placed on the trout. To say they are popular would be an understatement. Now, I'm not sure about that because I just don't see a lot of trout fishermen there. Over 3,000 trout are stocked in March, and another 2,500 are stocked again in October. Folks, I've been fishing there for a long time. I've never caught a trout. And again, I don't think this is something that they continue with, but if you really want to know, you want to call up the headquarters there at Stone Lake Lake. If you are fishing for trout, you probably know what you're doing. Most anglers fish around the dam with power bait, maggots, wax worms, corn, cheese, and small rooster tail spinners. The angling pressure is intense, and most of the trout are gone in a few weeks. I just don't see it. It's just, I don't think they're doing this stuff anymore. So maybe that is why, and thankfully, that Stone Lake Lake is turning back into somewhat of a bass fishing lake. Right now, if you want bass, you want crappie, and you want channel cats, this is a great lake. The special regulations at Stone Lake Lake are electric motors only, and the limit on trout is 5 fish. Again, I've been in a kayak fishing that place for, 6 years now, 7 years, and I've never caught a trout, so I'm not going to catch 5 in one day, I'm sure. Facilities and the camping. The camping is at Stone Lake State Park with 115 sites and 1 cabin. I think that has changed also. At the campground, office, boat rental, and loaner fishing tackle are also available. But I will add that you are very close to Walmarts and Meijers there at Stone Lake Lake. You're not far from them. Additional information is on the north shore of the lake is a landmark indicating the first settlement in Wayne Township in Claremont County. There, by golly, there's a lot of stuff to see at Stone Lake Lake. The directions is to get to Stone Lake will take you down Highway 133 north from Interstate 50 or US 50, and that's near Owensville, and then you head west on Highway 727 and then follow the signs, and you can't really miss the dam, and the boat ramp is just past that. Folks, let me add this again here at John Graves Kayak Fishing. Stone Lake Lake is one of my favorite lakes, and if you want to catch bass, just, man, get your skipping under control and find you a nice spin casting combo. Or if you can do it with a bait casting combo, that's fine. It is not an expensive lure to use. I want you to take your favorite soft plastic. If it is just a worm, if it's a finesse worm, if it's a creature bait, it doesn't matter. Whatever you're confident with, I'm convinced that if you place this in front of these big bass that are tight up underneath the bushes, up underneath these overhangs and very tight to structure, if you put it there, they're going to eat it. But I'm mostly successful with some type of a Senko and have it hooked up onto a 3-aught straight worm hook. That's all you need. 3-aught straight worm hook. Peg that hook into the skin of that soft plastic so it becomes weedless. You don't even need weight on it. You can just simply just skip it up underneath there. Risk getting it tangled up. This is a little bit more difficult if you're in a boat because you will get it tangled up. But if you're in a kayak, this is perfect. Just get used to it. You may lose one or two of them throughout the day. But folks, I'm telling you, this is where you're going to catch those big fish at Stone Lake Lake. So there it is. That's some information from John Graves Kayak Fishing and both Tom Cross, who wrote the book Fishing Ohio, an Angler's Guide to over 200 fishing spots in the Buckeye State.